Now, a moment from Code Switch, NPR's team exploring race in America. They've been curating a series online that examines words and phrases with a connection to race, and we're going to bring their latest entry to the radio today about the word ask. It's not uncommon to hear that word pronounced axe. To many, that's a mispronunciation, but as NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports, axe is as old as English itself.
Axe has gotten a bad rap. If you say axe, it's often assumed you're poor, you're black, you're uneducated. New York City's first African-American schools chancellor put the word on his list of speech demons to be eradicated.
It's the most noticeable term in African-Americanisms.
That's Gerard McClendon, education professor and the author of
Axe or Ask, The African-American Guide to Better English.
McClendon says his parents taught him there's a time and a place to use axe because they were well aware of its stigma.
When you're with your little friends, you can speak any way you want to speak, all right? But the minute you get in a spelling bee or in a job interview, switch it up quick. I've taught my children to do that as well.
If it happens four times in a sentence, probably going to get two axes, two asks.
Sketch comedy duo Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele joke that because they're mixed race, they're constantly switching back and forth from axe to ask.
Yeah. When a cop comes up to you, you definitely throw out
asks. If you got four asks in that sentence, then you're going to go 4-0
ask
the
away, officer. Ask away.
Whatever you want to ask me, I'm more than happy to answer, officer.
Is that the only question you wanted to ask us?
I'm Jesse Scheidlauer. I'm the president of the American Dialect Society. I believe I'm here to talk about the historical pronunciation of axe for ask.
Scheidlauer says axe has been used since the 8th century and derives from the Old English verb axion.
The people who use the axe pronunciation are using the pronunciation that has been handed down in an unbroken form for 1,000 years. It is not a new thing. It is not a mistake. It is a regular feature of English.
Chaucer used axe. It's in the first complete English translation of the Bible, the Coverdale Bible.
Axe and it shall be given. So at that point, it wasn't a mark of people who weren't highly educated or people who were in the working class.
That's Stanford linguist John Rickford. Rickford says it's hard to pinpoint why axe stopped being popular but stayed put in the American South and the Caribbean, where he's originally from.
Over time, it became a kind of marker of identity.
Indians in South Africa use axe. Black Caribbeans use axe. African Americans use axe. Rickford says it's the empire striking back, taking language that has been imposed and making it your own.
I don't think any linguist at least is advocating that you get rid of your vernacular because you need it, in a sense, for your soul.
Rickford says there's nothing technically wrong with axe, but he adds linguistic versatility is ideal, interchanging axe and ask depending on the setting, code switching. He says few know about axe's Chaucerian roots, so take Key and Peele's advice when getting pulled over.
Ask away, officer. Ask away.
Whatever you want to ask me, I'm more than happy to answer, officer.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.